Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to use social media as a way station, not a destination. Facebook and other platforms can be great for helping you feel more connected to others, as long as you use them as a means to an end, rather than as an end in and of themselves. Today's tip comes from behavioral neuroscientist Stephanie Cacioppo. In a recent New York Times article, she noted that social media can be a source of disconnection as people compare their actual experiences to other people's social media posts. Now, that is probably not news to anyone listening to this. But social media isn't all bad. As she explains, if people can use social media as a way station rather than as the destination, that could really help. She goes on to say, social media can be a great tool to form connection. It all depends on how you use it. When we use social media as the destination, we may focus our attention there, spending hours scrolling around and feeling lonely as a result. But when we use it as a way station, we embrace the power of the tool to help us connect to people in real life. I think you can see how this would play out. Maybe you've moved to a new town. Sites like Meetup could help you find new friends. I've seen friendships form among people in the Patreon group for my other podcast, Best of Both Worlds. As people post on the forum that they live in, say, Boston, and decide to meet up with others who live there too. If you are doing something out of the ordinary, like raising triplets, there might not be that many people in your town experiencing the same thing. But you could meet someone in a Facebook group for parents of multiples and gather at a playground an hour from each of you, where your broods can play and you can bond. You meet like-minded people online and then use that ability to find people to establish real-life connections. Social media can also be a way station, not a destination, when it helps you keep up with what's going on with the people in your life. The key is to do more than just like a post about, say, someone finishing up a busy season at work. Engage with their news, perhaps by suggesting a get-together with a friend whose schedule has just eased up. Another way social media can be a way station is if you use it to rally friends to participate in an in-person activity you are planning. Whether it's a one-off experience like going to an art fair or maybe an ongoing activity like a book club. Mention that it looks interesting and see who else is up for it. It takes a lot of effort to email or call 50 people who might potentially be interested. But it takes almost zero effort to mention that to close friends online. If you have been reasonably careful about who you've friended and how much information you share. When we treat social media as a destination, where we focus all our social energy, we can feel disconnected from life. But when we think about social media as a way station, a stop on the road to live connection, we can make the most of the opportunities it presents. How do you use social media to pave the way for real connection? You can let me know at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura, Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.